In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, Jesus admonishes us to be on guard against hardness of heart and the sin of irrepentance. And that is the unforgivable sin in which someone becomes so hardened of heart that they refuse to seek God's mercy, they refuse to repent and turn back to God. And so that's one of the things that we must always be on guard against, is allowing our hearts to be hardened, to be not repentant of our sins, that we must always be open to God's gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to turn back to God and seek His mercy and forgiveness, especially in the sacrament of confession. Our Lord Jesus came to set us free from Satan's power. And here he is being accused of using the power of Satan, a terrible, terrible, terrible blasphemy against our Lord, who has always been so gentle, so merciful, bringing healing and raising the dead, and feeding and nourishing by the miracle of the loaves. And yet this terrible, our Lord is accused of being, of using the power of Satan. Our Lord uses His own divine power as the Son of God, and it's by His own divine power that He's come to set us free from Satan's power, that we may be truly free children of God and not be tied to sin and imprisoned by sin, something that this world has given itself into, that sin is being glorified, and that people are living in sin without fear of hell, without fear of eternal damnation, that people are choosing sin over God, over eternal life, over eternal happiness, for a moment's sinful pleasure, losing eternity and losing eternal happiness. And so we just must be on guard and not allow our hearts to be hardened to the truth, that Jesus Christ is the truth who sets us free and bring us that freedom through his sacrifice on the cross, and that we are called to open our hearts to His grace, that we may be converted and repent and live as children of God, that our true home is in heaven, and nothing in this world is losing eternal happiness to be with God forever. May we honor today the saints, Saints Timothy and Titus. These two saints were companions of Saint Paul, and of course, were made bishops by St. Paul. Timothy was the first bishop of Ephesus, and he was the first bishop of Ephesus, and Titus was the bishop of Crete, And of course, they both received letters from St. Paul, his epistles, which we still read and reflect upon in Holy Scripture. And so we can ask these two courageous bishops and the bishops to intercede for us, to be courageous in living the gospel, to be courageous in living our faith, oftentimes being challenged by a world which rejects Christ and His teaching, that we may uphold His teaching, we must uphold the teaching of Christ and live it steadfastly, live our faith steadfastly in following Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.